Welcome to Your Ambitious Life podcast. My name is Pileka Petanakis and I'm a former struggling optician turned successful social marketer and a six-figure entrepreneur. If you're looking to uplevel your life and impact in this world while creating more time and financial freedom, you've come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to help you see the potential in yourself so you can enjoy more of what you want to be, do, and have. Thanks for pressing play, and let's get right into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode number 2. Today, I want to talk to you about how to become an entrepreneur while keeping your full-time job. I know a lot of you who are listening to this, you have a full-time job right now, or you perhaps have 2 part-time jobs, but you are working for somebody else. You're kind of running on somebody else's schedule. Somebody else is making decisions for you as to when you have to show up, when you can have time off, how much money you're making, and so forth. I know I'm right. But I also have a lot of you reaching out to me on a daily basis asking, hey, can I do what you are doing? Or can I become an entrepreneur while I keep doing what I'm doing? I need to keep the money flowing. I have bills to pay. Can I become an entrepreneur? Can I do this part-time? These questions come across my mailboxes and DMs all the time. So I thought I'm going to hop on here today and address some of the things that I have learned in my entrepreneurial journey over the past, actually, it's quite a few years now. If you listen to episode number 1, you know that I used to work in the corporate world. After that, I ventured out and opened my own traditional business. And after that, I went into network marketing. So the thing is that most people have they want to start the business, but then they have all these objections that come up in their head, things that have not even happened, but they assume that they will happen. And the first thing people say that I don't have enough time. I'm working a full-time job. I have 5 cats. I have a husband. I have 7 kids. I have 2 horses and I'm volunteering for the brownies and I don't have time. But I want to start the business. So I'll be talking a little bit about what would go into you starting any sort of a business on a part-time basis, because I'm here to tell you, you can do this. It's just gonna take a little bit of organizing and reconfiguring your days, but you're gonna feel so much more in control once you have done it. So the first thing is that, most people, it's a crazy, almost a scary statistic, but they say that an average North American family, if they made an extra $500 a month, that could save them from things like bankruptcy. That would help them, you know, not having to look at their bank account when they go to the groceries to buy food for their kids. $500 a month extra is a huge, huge deal for most North American families. That's like the official statistics. So, and $500 a month and much more than that can be generated on a part-time basis. So let's talk about the first thing. For me personally, what made a huge difference when I first started in my business while still running a traditional business, which took a lot of time out of each day, was time blocking. I literally went out and I got myself one of those passion planners. I love passion planners. This is like not the paid advertisement or anything, but I find that just the layout of their manual, pen and paper planners works well for my brain. You go and find whatever planner makes you happy. There's so many of them out there. You can open up Amazon and tons of them come up. But what you need to do is start time blocking. I literally wanted to go and grab yourself a planner, a pen, about 4 different colors of highlighters, and just whatever is going on in your days. Like, what are your non-negotiables? Start with the next week or the next day, whatever, and write down what are your non-negotiables that you have to do. For myself, usually it's my kids' taekwondo, it's my son's air cadets, it's perhaps doctor's appointments, those kinds of things that I cannot miss, school runs, I take my kids to school and I pick them up. So all those things I literally write into my calendars before I do anything else. So I call them the non-negotiables. Fill in the things that you absolutely must do. After that, if you have a full-time job, you would be filling in, you know, time block. When is your work time? Also mark into the calendar, when is your lunch break? And that way you'll see, after you have put in all the non-negotiables, your job, your lunch break, or everything that's happening in your days, you'll see that there's gonna be some gaps there. There's gonna be a time gap in the morning after you wake up, perhaps, unless you're one of those late risers who scrambles to get out of the door with your hair looking like all crazy. Most people would have some sort of a little bit of a time frame in the morning there, usually about 15-20 minutes. Then you'll see that you'll probably have a little bit of time at your lunch break at work. And then you'll probably see that there's a little bit of time right after you get off work. And then, after, if you have a family, after everybody has been fed, put to bed, things like that, you'll probably have a few minutes before the bedtime. So I want you to look at those time slots and add up, like, how much time do you actually have free every day? And I bet it's going to be anywhere from 1 hour to 4 hours for most people who work a full-time job. That's just in my experience of coaching and mentoring my team members and helping them figure out how they could find time in their days. And the biggest thing for me back in the day when I started my entrepreneurial journey, one of my mentors said to me that, do you own a TV? And I said, yes. What's your favorite show? And then I told them all about these things, whatever I was watching back then. What was that law show with Harvey Specter? Oh my God, I was just obsessed with that show. And then like Bachelorette and all these different things, right? So, and then my mentor said that, you know, how much time per week are you actually watching those shows? And it was scary. It really, really was adding up. And then she said, what are you learning from those shows? How is watching those shows getting you closer to your goals? And that was like a smack across my forehead, because I never realized how much time I was wasting. And yes, I know you'll probably say that, oh, that's just my way to relax. That's just how I relax. And yes, absolutely, build some relaxation time into your days as well. But there's no reason why you should be glued to the TV for hours on end every single day. But that's the fact. That's what most people do. And that's why they don't have time, because they keep filling their brains with absolute useless garbage. Excuse me, but that's how I feel about it. So here's the thing. I personally made a decision along with my husband to get rid of the TV. That was about 4 years ago now. We talked about it. We're like, do we actually use it for anything useful? Nope. If we wanna actually watch a movie, which I haven't watched a movie for years now. I feel so guilty. Just sitting there and watching something that doesn't benefit me. But I know my husband loves movies, so we have Netflix for that. The kids don't need to be glued to the TV watching silly shows. If they want to watch something once the homework and everything's done, you know, they are allowed to go on Netflix. So we found that the TV was just not serving us well. So we actually, in this new house that we live in right now, as of last year, we actually do not own a TV. Like, there's no physical TV screen. And it's the best thing ever. I find that it frees up so much of our time. There's nothing blaring on the background, annoying me. It's just seriously amazing. So, another thing is that what people watch on TV is news. And what is news? It is just negative propaganda. It's all about drama. It's all about sensation. It's all about, oh my gosh, what all is going wrong. And it's all these blown up stories that they feed into people's brains. And it does not serve you well. All it's gonna do is make you experience negative emotions. And you just don't need that. Whatever you watch on TV, you can't change it anyway. And whatever is sensationalized there, it really actually doesn't matter. So you guys, cut your TV time. I'm not telling you to throw out your TV, but cut that TV time and time block and find what and how much time you can generate in your day, like free time that you could start working on your business. So do that time blocking. And you know, in the beginning I mentioned that get some highlighters. I love highlighting. Everything to do with my kids is orange. Everything to do with my business is that highlight yellow. Everything to do with our family is usually green. So if you highlight that, if you have like a really good visual, it's so much easier to feel like your day is fully organized, and it just feels like things are flowing and you're gonna be more productive. So there we are. I hope that makes sense. The next thing, and I'm gonna be talking mostly kinda about network marketing here because that's where I feel like I'm really submersed in right now. That's where I am successful. But this could apply to any brick and mortar business as well. But when you start your network marketing business, once you take that plunge, you hit that submit button and you're officially a distributor at XYZ company. First thing, those time blocks that you blocked out, those are gonna be your network marketing business time. And that doesn't mean scrolling on Facebook time or scrolling on Instagram time, watching cat videos on Facebook. No, that's not what this is about. No cat videos until your daily mode of operation and those tasks are done. So I'm gonna refer to that as your DMO, daily mode of operations. So you need to figure out a system. And most companies, or a lot of companies that I know of, they do have a really good system in place that you can literally plug into and start running with from day one. So there would be a system for meeting new people. How do you meet new people? So perhaps the first 15 minutes of your day before you head off to work, let's say, meet some new people. How are you gonna meet those new people? Online, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever platform it may be. That morning time is great to hit those friend request buttons, right? So be intentional about what you do with your available time. So meeting new people, there should be a system in place for you. Next thing, introducing new people to your business. So your lunch break, which is probably an hour, 30 minutes, whatever it may be, use that time to introduce new people to your business. Again, whatever company you have chosen to join, there should be a system in place for you to easily introduce people to the business without you having to explain everything inside out yourself. There should be a system in place. If there isn't one, that's a bit of a concern. So next one, your next time slot would be maybe after work, you get in your car, maybe you could stay in the parking lot for 15 minutes. Do your follow-ups. Again, there should be a good system for that. You should have an idea of exactly how you follow up with people. And then perhaps in the evening, when you have another 15 minutes, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, work on closing those sales, posting your social media posts, things like that. So have a system in place. And any mentor that you join that has seen success in their company, or that has mentored other people, or somebody that's working closely with a mentor but hasn't maybe seen success themselves yet, but as long as they're connected to somebody who can show you the ropes of how to figure out your DMO, that's gonna be huge for you. And that should be working like a clockwork for you. Every single day you do the same actions. And why you wanna do that? The one thing I see so many people do, they join a network marketing company and they say, oh, I'm gonna do everything my own way because I have a better way. I have all these ideas and I'm gonna, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. And they're gonna go crazy bananas, completely reinventing the wheel. And you know why that doesn't serve them well? Is because what happens when they end up recruiting a new person to their team? There's no system in place. There's this reinvented wheel that's all over the place that's not even proven to work. So you're going to do a disservice to your new team members because you are going to completely confuse the heck out of them. And the thing is too that whatever may work for you, it may not work for other people. But if there is a proven system in place that thousands and thousands of people have been using, utilize that because it means that there's a very high likelihood that it will work for you as well. But you who haven't even seen success, you start inventing some kind of systems yourself that you have no clue about. Don't do that because it's going to be so much harder. Use the systems that are in place because that's how you can work a network marketing company, become an entrepreneur as a side gig, as a side business, while you keep a full-time job. It's the key is to have those systems in place. Now, I'm going to throw in some statistics that may scare you, especially if you're kind of considering about joining a company, but you're like, I don't have the time and I don't know, this is going on right now. You just have all these things and then I'm going to throw you this statistic and you're going to be running the other way. So don't run the other way, but I want you to be realistic. Did you know that only 2% of the people who join the industry of network marketing actually end up succeeding? And the big thing of why most people don't ever succeed is what I was just talking about before, because they're not following the system. They don't use that cookie cutter to go and make new cookies every day that all look the same. And they invent their own wheels. And the biggest thing is that they give up too soon. I've seen way too many people come in and they are like, oh, I talked to two people. I talked to my mom and I talked to Auntie Gerda. And they both said no. And so this business is not working for me. It's the most ridiculous thing, but that's what it takes for some people to quit. Like their self-belief and the belief in whatever company and products that they have chosen is so weak that they let other people's opinions shake them so much that they are willing to give up on their dreams because of Aunt Gerda said that this is not a good idea. So that's the thing. If you are thinking of joining any of these businesses, come in with a mindset that you're gonna do it for a solid 2 years with a solid DMO on a part-time or very, very part-time basis, and you're gonna give it your best try. You're not gonna reinvent the wheel, and you're gonna just follow the steps that are sort of outlined for you. It will work, I will guarantee it will work if you don't start doing any crazy business. And yeah, cut out that darn TV. Time block, find those time slots. I know you have time. I know a lady, by the way, who is a single mom and she has exactly 7 kids, no word of a lie. And she started this as a part-time business and now she's working it full-time because it exceeded her former full-time income. Like, how amazing is that for somebody like that to be able to spend much more time with her kids being at home? But if she could do it, I don't know. Like, you would have to have some crazy excuses not to. And that's the thing. I don't even know how to verbalize this. But I find that sometimes when people have all these objections of why they can't, I don't think they want it bad enough. Like, how bad do you really want this? For me, 4 years ago, that desire was so strong. I was so freaking sick and tired of doing what I was doing. I was putting in so many hours into my own business, the traditional business that I talked about in episode number one. I was putting in so much time into it and I was just so at my wit's end and I felt like unless I'm gonna do something, nothing is gonna change. And my question to you is that if you are in that rat race, in that 9 to 5 or whatever hours you're working, how long do you wanna keep doing what you're doing? Like your desire has to be so strong because that's gonna fuel you, that's gonna give you that fire under your butt to keep running and start running. And now that's the other thing too, at least in the business that I'm in, we have so many people who absolutely love the jobs. We have doctors, we have lawyers, we have school teachers, we have like kindergarten teachers, people who absolutely love the job because they have a job that kind of allows them to serve people and they enjoy it so much, but they're looking for that little bit of extra that would maybe, you know, give them that extra funding to go traveling or buy a new car or whatever it may be, donate to their favorite charity that they normally wouldn't be able to afford to donate to. So if that's you, that's, you know, again, like how strong is your desire to have that extra? Because you can do this. Oh my goodness. The fact is that, I don't know what the statistics are, but I'm gonna throw out there that 80% of network marketers out there do this on a part-time basis. That's what it is. And also, I know a lot of successful network marketers who absolutely love their jobs, and although their network marketing incomes are crazy and, you know, they're super successful, they still choose to keep their job because they enjoy it so much. Just, you know, whatever they learn to do and whatever their profession is, they enjoy it so much so that they have no intention of leaving network marketing. But network marketing has given them now way many more options in life. More time freedom, more options to do more of those things that they truly enjoy. So here we are. That was our episode number 2. If you enjoyed it, I would love for you to take a screenshot, put it up on your Instagram, give me a quick shout out, because I'm gonna share your story right back out there to my audience to get more eyeballs on you. And if you're on iTunes, please give me a 5-star review, and I'm gonna see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to Your Ambitious Life podcast. If you like this show, please leave a review for me on iTunes. Until next time.